This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey says he's been falsely accused of accepting bribes, but won't be, quote, distracted from Senate work. Menendez was charged with his wife on Friday. Prosecutors say a search of the couple's home found $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The indictment alleges Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps to secretly help Egypt, including ghostwriting a letter pushing other senators to lift a hold on $300 million in aid. There were emotional scenes outside Brazil's Supreme Court on Thursday as justices ruled in favor of indigenous land rights in a historic win. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
9 of its 11 justices rejected an interpretation which restricted indigenous land rights to areas that were physically occupied by native communities since 1988, when Brazil passed its constitution. The Supreme Court ruling was vital to resolve some 300 pending land recognition claims, according to indigenous leaders, who said communities would now be protected from land grabbers and invasion by illegal loggers and gold miners. Activists say it's also a victory for global efforts against climate change, as it would prevent deforestation on indigenous land.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Canada to stay with his country to victory as he went to the Canadian Parliament seeking to bolster support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. Zelensky says Canada has always been on the, quote, bright side of history in fighting previous wars and that it's helped save thousands of lives in this war with aid. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced an additional $650 million Canadian, or about $482 million U.S., over 3 years for 50 armored vehicles that will be built